story happened near December's end when two neighbors called on an old-time friend. They found his shop so meager and mean, mate gave it 1,000 barrels of grain. Now Conrad was sitting with face of shine when suddenly he stopped as he stitched the twine and he said, "Old friend, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, 'I'm coming, your guest to be.' So I've been busy with fear stir, sprueing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread, the kettle is shined, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I will wait for my Lord to appear, and I will listen closely so I will hear his steps as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." Now Conrad's friends went and left him alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, why, this was to be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and at every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door like the vision he had a few hours before. He ran to the window when hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad's heart was touched, and he opened his friendly door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart, the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he would have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black and a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad invited her in, brewed her a steaming cup, and told her to sit at the table and sup. But when she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would. And Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When in the silence, he heard a small cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" So again, Conrad opened his lonely door, and he stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away, lost from her family on Christmas Day. Now Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad, so he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and he knelt to pray and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence, a voice he heard, "Lift up your head. I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lonely door." for I was the beggar with a bruised, cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat, and I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked, three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest. Thank you.